It's September. What's happening in the natural world around Boulder, Denver, and beyond? Here's Ruth Carol Cushman and Steve Jones, co-authors of the Colorado Nature Almanac.
If you get out to one of the shale road cuts on Highway 36 between Boulder and Lyons, just as the first stars appear in the sky, you can see one of the stars of the wildflower world, as well as one of our prettiest moths. The flower is called Giant Evening Star, or Ten-Petal Blazing Star. Few people ever see this saucer-sized confection of creamy petals and long golden stamens because it blooms at night. White-lined sphinx moths, also called hummingbird moths, are one of the main pollinators of this beauty and are active both night and day. By blooming at night, the plant conserves water as the flowers are curled up in a tight bundle during our hot days to prevent evaporation from the multiple petals. In fact, during the day, the plant is really rather ugly, a stick-like weed. But from August through September, this dry bunch of bristles erupts into glorious flowers.
Well, here we are. It's about 20 minutes past sunset. The wind's blowing about 30 miles an hour, and we're standing out at the intersection of Neva Road and Foothills Highway, and these giant evening stars are just opening up to embrace the darkness, waiting for that moth. You can see the flowers are about 4 inches across and this beautiful lemon yellow centers. And these plants are growing here on these bare shales, and that's where they like to grow. They're members of a family known as the stickleaf family. If you run your hands through the foliage, you can hear this sound. It's a sticky sound. Well, it's very sticky foliage. It sticks to your clothes. And sheep ranchers maintain that once this gets in the wool of the sheep, the wool has no commercial value. That's sort of one of the ultimate ironies, that where these evening stars bloom is on bare soils. Even though they're a native plant to Colorado, they're sort of a weedy plant, and they love these bare soils. And of course, they thrive in any areas that are heavily overgrazed by cattle or by sheep. So there are at least 4 species of evening stars that grow in our area. And the most common is the Plains Evening Star. If you take I-76 toward Nebraska, you'll see them in the sandhills, just covering the sandhills with these beautiful star-shaped blossoms in August, and they open up just before sunset.
Ruth Carol Cushman and Steve Jones are co-authors of the Colorado Nature Almanac and the Peterson Field Guide to the North American Prairie.